refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Friday, February 10th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Radu Cicogna. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 14, verses 3 to 9.
At that time, when Jesus was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, and was reclining at table, there came a woman with an alabaster jar of ointment, genuine nard of great value. And breaking the alabaster jar, she poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves, and said, "To what purpose has this waste of the ointment been made? For this ointment might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they grumbled at her. But Jesus said, "Let her be. Why do you trouble her? She has done me a good turn. For the poor you have always with you, and whenever you want, you can do good to them. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body in preparation for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever in the whole world this good news is preached, this also that she has done shall be told in memory of her."
Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to call today's pericope the only extravaganza that Jesus allowed in his life. He takes the side of the woman which in everybody else's opinion make a waste, make a mistake. He teaches everybody a lesson that we can follow today. The lesson is valid today too. When we do something to please God, even if it looks like a waste, it is not. I remember the story of Saint John Vianney. He is considered to be the patron saint of the priests. He used not to spend a dime on himself. He was eating all day long potatoes. But when it came about the vestments and everything else that he will use for the Holy Liturgy, he didn't look at the price, and he will buy the best of the best, looking like the richest king in the world. His explanation was simple: God deserves the best. Recently, here in New York, St. Patrick Cathedral got a complete renovation. The cost was very high, millions of dollars. I asked myself, at the beginning, why this waste? I was not thinking about the reason that I found afterwards. And I got two reasons. First, when you do such a thing, you do a good thing so that it lasts longer. And second reason is the same like St. John Vianney. God deserves the best, because he is behind all my blessings. He is behind all my fortune. When it comes to God, we have to be like Abel. You remember the story of Cain and Abel? Cain was the one that he will give the not so good stuff as a sacrifice for God. Abel was the one that gave the best of the best. And we cannot be otherwise, because God deserves the best, because He is the best.
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio.
Today's meditation was offered by Father Radu Cicogna, reader
Anne Fosnot, announcer Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.